In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela are strong, raising the bar.
Have you ever wondered why on some days you can face any challenge that comes your way, while on others, the smallest obstacle feels overwhelming? The answer lies not in your mindset alone, but in a revolutionary understanding of your body's hidden power to build unshakable resilience. I'm Angela R. Strong, and today we're about to transform how you think about physical resilience forever. Picture this. I'm standing on the deck of a Coast Guard vessel in the middle of a rescue mission. The waves are crashing, the wind is howling, and lives are hanging in the balance. My heart is racing. My muscles are tense, and every fiber of my being is screaming, "Danger!" But in that moment, something extraordinary happens. A deep connection between mind and body that I've spent years developing kicks in. My breathing steadies, my focus sharpens, and a calm certainty washes over me. This wasn't just adrenaline or training. This was the power of true physical resilience, something far beyond what most people understand it to be. Something that I had to learn the hard way through years of healing from trauma and pushing my body's limits in the military. Today, I'm going to share with you the revolutionary insights that transformed my understanding of physical resilience. But more importantly, I'm going to show you how to unlock the same power within yourself. What we're about to explore isn't just about exercise or eating right. It's about awakening an intelligence in your body that can transform how you handle stress, revolutionize your energy levels, enhance your mental clarity, strengthen your emotional stability, and build unshakable confidence from the inside out. Whether you're navigating through trauma like I once did, or you're pushing for peak performance in your career, or simply trying to find balance in a chaotic world, or ready to discover what you are truly capable of, this episode will give you the tools to harness your body's innate wisdom for extraordinary resilience. We'll explore the 5 pillars of physical resilience that changed my life, scientific breakthroughs in mind and body connection, practical techniques you can use immediately, and real stories of transformation that will inspire your own journey. So, settle in, take a deep breath, and prepare to discover the revolutionary power of true physical resilience. Let me start by shattering a common misconception that almost cost me my path to healing. For years, I believed, like many do, that physical resilience was simply about being fit, strong, or having endurance. I pushed my body hard, thinking that was the answer. But it wasn't until I faced a breaking point in my career that I discovered a deeper truth. Physical resilience isn't just about how many miles you can run, how much weight you can lift, or how well you can push through pain. It's about developing an intelligent partnership with your body that serves as your foundation for navigating life's challenges. Think of your body not as a machine that you push, but as your most sophisticated resilience technology. during a particularly challenging period dealing with my past trauma, my body was sending me signals that I kept ignoring. I was doing everything right. Exercising, eating well, pushing through. But something was missing. It wasn't until a supervisor pulled me aside after noticing my struggle that I learned about the intelligence of our bodies. He taught me something profound. Our bodies hold wisdom that goes far beyond physical strength. They carry the imprints of our experiences, both traumatic and triumphant. What I discovered was revolutionary. Your body isn't just a vehicle for your mind. It's an integral part of your intelligence system. Physical symptoms aren't just problems to fix. They're messages to decode. Stress isn't just mental. It's a whole body experience that requires a whole body solution. Recent neuroscience research has shown that our bodies actually process information before our conscious minds do. Dr. Stephen Porges' polyvagal theory demonstrates how our nervous systems are constantly scanning for safety and danger, influencing everything from our heart rate to our capacity for connection. The five foundations of physical intelligence. The first is body awareness. Learning to read your body's signals, understanding your personal stress responses, recognizing early warning signs, developing intuitive body wisdom. Second, the nervous system regulation. Understanding your stress response cycle, learning to shift between activation and calm, building recovery capacity, creating nervous system resilience. Third, energy management. Understanding your personal energy patterns, optimizing your daily rhythms, building sustainable stamina, creating energy reserves. Fourth, we have physical adaptability. Developing movement intelligence, building functional strength, enhancing flexibility, both physical and adaptive. Creating physical confidence. And last, the fifth is bodily restoration. Mastering recovery techniques. Understanding sleep science. Optimizing nutrition for resilience. Developing stress recovery protocols. During search and rescue missions, we had to maintain peak performance under extreme conditions. What I learned was that it wasn't about being the strongest. It was about being the most adaptable. The most resilient team members weren't necessarily the most physically fit, but those who had mastered these five foundations. Now that we understand the foundations, let me share with you the systematic approach I've developed throughout years of military service, personal healing, and working with countless clients. I call it the Strong Method because my name is Angela Strong, and it's revolutionized how people approach physical resilience. The Strong Method stands for S, sync with your body's intelligence, T, train for life's demands, R, restore and rebuild, O, optimize your environment. N stands for nourish your system, and G stands for grow through challenge. Let's break each component down. Sync with your body's intelligence. This first step is crucial, and it's one I learned during my own healing journey from childhood trauma. When my stepmother's abuse led me to disconnect from my body's signals, I had to relearn this vital skill. Practical implementation. First, daily body scan practice. Do a morning check-in, 2 to 3 minutes. Do a midday awareness pause and an evening reflection. Let's do a quick body intelligence check-in together. Close your eyes. Take 3 deep breaths. Notice the points where your body connects with your chair, or if you're standing, your feet with the floor. Scan from your feet to your head. What signals is your body sending to you right now? T, train for life's demands. This isn't about traditional exercise. It's about building functional resilience for your specific life challenges. In the Coast Guard, I learned that the traditional gym strength didn't always translate to real-world capabilities. We had to train differently, specifically for the demands we'd face during missions. Key components. First is movement intelligence. Functional movement patterns, adaptable strength, situational stamina, and recovery capacity. And second, we had the stress inoculation training. Controlled exposure to challenges, progressive adaptation, mental physical integration, and performance under pressure. R, restore and rebuild. This might be the most overlooked aspect of physical resilience, yet it's absolutely crucial. During my military service, I saw too many capable people burn out because they didn't master this element. Essential elements of this include strategic recovery, micro recovery practices, and you can do those in 2 to 5 minute techniques, daily restoration rituals, weekly recovery protocols, and monthly regeneration practices. Oh, for optimize your environment. Your physical environment plays a crucial role in resilience. This goes beyond just creating a workout space. Key areas include sleep sanctuary creation, stress-free zones, movement-friendly spaces, and recovery stations. N, nourish your system. This isn't just about diet. It's about comprehensive nourishment of your entire system. A strategic approach includes physical nourishment, which includes stress-resilient nutrition, hydration intelligence, movement nutrition, and recovery fuel. It also includes sensory nourishment, which is light exposure optimization, sound environment management, touch and proprioception, environmental connection. And last, we have G, grow through challenges. This final component ties everything together. It's about using challenges as opportunities for growth rather than threats to survive. Growth principles include challenge calibration, progressive overload, adaptive response, and resilience integration. Let me share some real-world powerful examples that demonstrate how these principles can transform lives. We'll start with my own journey, then explore some remarkable client transformations. At age 8, running away from my stepmother's abuse, my body went into survival mode. By the time I joined the Coast Guard, I was disconnected from my body's wisdom, operating purely on determination and willpower. Here is how I rebuilt my physical resilience. Phase 1, recognition. I had to identify trauma patterns in my body, understand my stress responses, recognize my shutdown signals, and I had to learn to feel safe in my own body again and listen at my body and what it was telling me. Phase 2, recalibration. Building body awareness through mindful movement, creating new nervous system patterns, establishing trust with my physical signals, and developing sustainability in my strength. Phase 3, integration. Merging military training with my body's wisdom. Lead through embodied resilience. Teaching others from my experience, and transforming my trauma into teaching. Let's talk about Sarah. Sarah went from burnout to breakthrough. Sarah came to me after nearly collapsing from her executive burnout. Her story demonstrates how physical resilience can transform professional performance. Her initial challenges when she came to me was chronic exhaustion, stress-induced insomnia, she was having anxiety attacks, and some physical tension. Therefore, the inflammation strategy that I came up with, morning reset protocol, where she did a 5-minute body scan and her nervous system regulation breathing, movement snacks throughout the day, and evening unwinding rituals. After 90 days, she had a 70% reduction in anxiety symptoms. She had improved sleep quality, enhanced leadership presence, and she got a promotion at work. Let's talk about Marcus. Marcus's trauma recovery. Marcus is a veteran. He struggles with PTSD, and it shows how physical resilience supports emotional healing. The starting point with Marcus, he had hypervigilance. He had disconnection from body. He had chronic pain and definitely had those trust issues that you have when you have PTSD. Customized strong method application that I used was safety first, creating physical anchors for him, establishing environmental safety, building body trust, because you have to trust yourself before you trust anybody else, and developing somatic resources. Second, progressive integration. We did some gentle movement exploration, some trauma-sensitive exercises, reconnected him with his community, and celebrate those milestones as he was going through. Right now, he's leading his veteran support group. He's running trauma-informed fitness classes. He's being able to move pain-free, and his relationships are more stable. Now, let me share some specific protocols for common challenges. First, we're going to go over the high-stress professional protocol. It's best to start with a morning energy optimization, micro-recovery practices, stress-proof nutrition, and sleep enhancement. For anybody dealing with the trauma recovery protocol, safety establishment, somatic processing, movement rehabilitation, and connection cultivation. Third, we have the leadership resilience protocol, embodied presence practices, energy management, crisis response preparation, and team resilience building. Now, let's dive into the advanced techniques that can truly transform your physical resilience. These are the strategies I've refined through years of military service, trauma recovery, and working with clients that face extreme challenges. First, we have the crisis response protocol. Let me share what I call the emergency reset protocol, something I developed during a high-stake mission during my career. It's called a 90-second reset. First, tactical breathing, 30 seconds. 4-count inhale through your nose, 6-count hold it, 8-count exhale through your mouth. Repeat this 3 times. Then we have physical anchoring. It's 30 seconds. Press your feet firmly into the ground. Engage your core at 20% capacity. Roll your shoulders back and down. Create your fist while hands down by your side, and then you release that tension. Third, mental calibration, also 30 seconds. Do a quick body scan. State one present fact. Set immediate intention, and then you take action on that intention. Daily resilience rituals. Morning protocol, nervous system wake up, 5 minutes. Do a cat-cow spinal movement, cross body patterns, a gentle joint mobilization, and breath activation. Second, Energy system priming, 7 minutes. Cold exposure, 30 seconds. Movement flow sequence, hydration ritual, and nutritional foundation. Evening protocol, stress release sequence, 10 minutes. Tension mapping, progressive release, somatic unwinding, and mindful movement. Advanced techniques for specific scenarios. For trauma survivors, this is particularly close to my heart, given my own history of abuse. First, we have a body trust building. You give your body micro movements for safety. Boundary establishment exercises, somatic resource building, and progressive exposure work. For high performance professionals, peak state activation, energy management cycles, decision fatigue prevention, stress adaptation training, and recovery optimization. Third, for chronic stress management, something I wish I'd known during my early years in the military, stress resilience building, autonomic nervous system regulation, hormonal balance support, energy preservation techniques, adaptive response training. Specialized protocols is what we're going to go over next. First, we have the reset method for acute stress. R stands for regulate breathing, E, engage core, S, scan your body, E, establish ground, T, take action. Then we have the power method for sustained energy. P is for prime your system. O is optimize your environment. W, wire new patterns. E, energize strategically. R, restore deeply. Let me share Rachel's story. She's a survivor of domestic violence who transformed her relationship with her body. Before, she had constant hypervigilance. She was disconnected from her body signals. She had chronic fatigue, and she was unable to feel safe. After implementation, she had a whole new level of body confidence. Her body confidence was restored, clear danger signals, sustainable energy, emotional regulation mastery. So let's dive into some of the most impactful questions I received about physical resilience. I'll share specific solutions drawn from both my personal journey and my years of working with clients through complex transformations. Question one. I'm dealing with severe trauma and I can barely feel my body. How do I start building physical resilience when I'm so disconnected? I'm going to draw this from my personal experience. This question takes me back to my early days after escaping abuse. Let me share exactly how to begin. You want to take a step-by-step approach. Micro-awareness practice. Start with one finger or one toe. Focus for just 30 seconds. And I want you to notice the temperature, pressure, tingling, no judgment, just observation. It's safety anchors. Find one spot in your body that feels safe. Create a physical anchor, like pressing your feet down. Build a safe map in your body. Expand gradually from your safe zones. Progressive integration. Use external supports, weighted blankets, firm surface. Incorporate gentle movement. Build body dialogue slowly. And I want you to celebrate all of your small wins. Remember, during my healing journey, I started with just feeling my right thumb. That's all I can manage. Now I lead other people requiring full body awareness. So just know that progress is possible. Second question, how do I maintain physical resilience during high stress work periods when I barely have time to breathe? That's a great question. During search and rescue operations, we developed specific strategies for maintaining resilience under extreme time pressure. Tactical solutions. First, we have micro interventions. Take 30 seconds and have a nervous system reset. 2-minute movement breaks, strategic tension releases, and breathe during transitions. Second, environmental optimization. Workspace ergonomics, stress buffer zones, quick access recovery tools, and strategic nutrition placement. Third, we have energy management. Start with work rest cycling, strategic caffeine timing, hydration tracking, and glucose stabilization. Question 3. I've tried everything for sleep, but my hypervigilance won't let me rest. What can I do? You know, this was my reality for years after trauma. Here's a protocol that finally worked for me. The sleep security protocol. First is making a physical safety foundation. Do a room scanning ritual. Exit pathway clarity, security anchor objects, and environmental control. Second, nervous system down regulation. Progressive muscle release. Weighted comfort tools like the blanket. Sound environment control and temperature optimization. 3, sleep transition sequence. Body position progressions. Breath pattern shifting. Mental imagery anchors. And recovery focus rather than sleep focus. Question 4, how do I build physical resilience when dealing with chronic pain? You're going to take a comprehensive approach for this. First, you're going to do some pain mapping. Identify safe movement zones for your body. Track your pain patterns. Know any environmental influences. And document successful strategies so that you can continue to use those. Second, we have adaptive movement, nonlinear progression, pain-free starting points, movement snacking, and success tracking. Third, system support. So you need stress pain connection management, environmental optimization, support team building, and you're going to celebrate the progress as you go along. As we wrap up today's deep dive into physical resilience, I want to leave you with something powerful. A truth I discovered through my own journey from trauma to transformation. Your body isn't just a vessel carrying you through life. It is your most powerful ally in building unshakable resilience. Remember that I started this journey as an 8-year-old girl running away from abuse, disconnected from my own body's wisdom. Today, I stand before you not just surviving, but thriving and leading others towards their own transformation. If I could rebuild that connection, that strength, that resilience, so can you. Start where you are. One breath, one movement, one moment of awareness. That is all you need to begin. Trust your body's wisdoms. It's been keeping you alive. It knows what you need. And it's ready to work with you. Progress over perfection. Take small steps, creating lasting change. Every effort counts. And know that your journey is unique to you. Your next steps. Choose one practice from today's episode. Commit to it for just 3 minutes daily. Notice what shifts without judgment, and I want you to build from there. Let me share one final truth that changed everything for me. The very body that carried you through your hardest moments holds the key to your greatest strength. Your trauma, your struggles, your challenges, they haven't weakened you. They've been preparing you for this moment of transformation. In our next episode, we'll explore resilience in the workplace. But until then, remember, every breath, every heartbeat, every moment is an opportunity to build stronger connection with your greatest ally, which is your own body. This is Angela R. Strong reminding you that you're not just surviving. You're building the foundation for extraordinary resilience. Thank you for joining me on this journey from shadows to strength. If this episode resonated with you, please subscribe and share it with someone who might need these insights. Your journey might just inspire someone else's transformation. Until next time, remember, your body's wisdom is waiting. Trust it, honor it, and watch as it helps you rise into your full power. Follow me on Instagram at Angela_R_strong. Website, www.calibratedresilience.com. You can email me for coaching at angelarstrong.com. I look forward to seeing you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer is clear, it's time to be strong.